You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work with Father John Cusick in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we welcome you this morning. And here with me is Father Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate.
How the heck are you this morning?
Well, one part of me is fine, and then the topic of our show makes us all a little queasy.
Oh, I understand. We heard Cardinal George with his introduction say that Relevant Radio is going to address issues that touch our lives, and boy, does The Light Show have one of those issues today.
Exactly. I actually wrote down what the Cardinal said, issues, people, and associations that touch our lives.
There
and
you
that's
go.
What the diocese does from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Monday through Friday. And we put a little title on our time together this month, and we've called it Money Matters. Though we are a month away from the election of a new president, a third of the Senate, all of the Congress, and that usually is probably the most driving force, yet frighteningly, and I think that's an adverb that might really work these days, there's not a person in the United States, my guess is, that is not being spared some of the trauma that's going on with money. Not just with stock market, but how this influences the buying of a car when credit dries up, holding on to a house. A guest in studio, Peter Cullen Conway, who we'll introduce in a minute, looks towards college for his kids, and the college loans are drying up. It's just becoming a very different world and a scary world for a lot of people. And so what we're going to focus on today is the issue of the day, that money matters. And it drives us, how we live our life, how the choices we make, how we give to charity, the commitment some people try to make towards Catholic education, how we support parishes, how we live our own lives, and then at the same time, how do we keep a concern for those less fortunate than us, who have always been some of the recipients of the great care of being people of faith. So there's a lot of things caught up when all of a sudden the financial markets, not only of our country, but of our world, really begin to stagnate a little bit. So that's Dr.
Kate,
where
we're at.
Well, that's where we're going. And with us this morning, as I alluded to, Peter Cullen Conway. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Good morning,
How are
you?
And great. Peter is works for the Archdiocese, the Office of Stewardship and Development. And I go way back with Peter. I don't know how many years.
Many moons.
We do. And when we asked Peter to be with us today, he said, how about I come as a parent? Three kids.
Correct.
He and his wife are raising three children. They've made a commitment to have their children in Catholic schools. And I have a sneaking suspicion that, as they would say, in the last quarter of a football game or the two-minute drill, the pressure's on.
It's very tough. Our girls are enrolled up at St. Cornelius and Jefferson Park, and us, along with many other families up there, are making tough decisions every day.
Exactly.
And one of them is Catholic education.
Right. And can we afford to continue to do this when, as, for example, the half hour before we came on the air today and the stock market opened, and in 2 minutes it was in free fall. And so it's pretty scary stuff right now. And so many people who listen to the show, I'm sure, are in different places, Peter. Those who are on fixed incomes are watching their retirement money just poof. People of a variety of ages and levels are all looking at this out of the self-interest of their own lives.
Sure. I've heard all these 401ks are now 201ks.
Yeah, and we're just hoping that somewhere along the line. So what we want to do today, particularly because our audience is, Peter, as you know, is young adults. Kate and I are very graced and privileged in our diocese to work with those in their 20s and 30s. We want to try to pull some wisdom together. And we're going to try to focus on how this financial world plays itself out for people in their 30s and 20s. You've been there, and you've done that, and you've got some wisdom.
I still consider myself a young adult.
I know you do, yeah. That's right. Don't we all? There used to be a saying in the diocese that young adult ministry was in the early 20s to the age of the director.
Right.
Well, the director's up there right now, but we won't put any numbers on
that. We redefined the definition.
So, Peter, let's just start with you because we've got some wonderful people that you're going to help us interview when we go through this hour today. What's the wisdom? What would you say to somebody 15 years younger than you right now who is working today, maybe married, maybe single, maybe with children, mm-hmm. maybe not, maybe even looking at their own parents saying, you know, I've got a responsibility there too.
Sure.
What do you see going on?
I think my wife Kathleen and I have always tried to use the story of the big rocks and where they fit in the glass before it gets full and overflows. And I think it's important to keep your focus on those big rocks. And for us, it's faith.
Okay.
Raising the children in the Catholic faith, Catholic education. So that's one of your big, when we talk about expenses, that's a priority.
Sure.
So that goes first. And then the smaller rocks, you start simplifying, you know, and realize, well, we maybe have to downscale that birthday party that we're going to have. I think also important is gratitude, and that's something that we're very involved with is in the parish community is gratitude. You know, we have a very well-run food pantry, and the school children are involved with that and realizing that we can take out of our pantry and share with the others. Mm. So I think gratitude is important to get you through these times and realize that we do have it good and that there's others less fortunate. And I see that at Catholic Charities in LaSalle. That line is longer than it was 3 months ago.
Right. Oh, there's no doubt. The thing you mentioned, too, early on there, Peter, is simplify. We're hearing that from more and more people who are wearing one hat as a parent and the other hat as a financier mm-hmm. in our culture where their jobs are, that everybody is changing their lifestyle right now. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we saw it over the summer. When gas was over $4, all of a sudden you simply say, I'm not taking that second trip to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's deeper.
Sure.
It's how do we live more simply because we just don't have the capital.
It's the shopping cart. You know, you check the price before you throw it in the shopping cart.
Right,
now.
Right. And we also hear, we have a dear friend, Mary Josephs, Kate, who's been on the show with us. Hasn't she
yes,
been on?
She
yeah,
has.
Mary's been on. And.
Yep.
Mary is with one of the major banks in Chicago, and she sent me an email very early this morning, and she said, basically, don't spend more than you have. Mm-hmm. And this is very hard for younger people because we live in a credit card economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can pay that off over 6 months, mm-hmm. 8 months. Well, you can't right now, and that's going to get people in more trouble. So this is going to be discipline. That would be besides gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, would you say that discipline has to work in
here? Oh, sure. And that credit card problem was around before all this.
Exactly.
You know, with the young.
Right.
And then you think, oh, that's free money. That's an easy loan. Well, all of a sudden, you're paying thousands of dollars on just interest.
Exactly. You know, plus, if you want to buy a car, if you want to buy a house, condo, or if you have one, how do you hold on to it? So there's an awful lot of credit stuff right now that is facing people in the eye.
Well, we never had a foreclosure sign in Jefferson Park before,
mm.
and
wow.
now they're there.
It's are nice. They really?
So that talk about your credit,
yeah,
and so overextending.
So it's close to home.
It's there.
I mean, literally,
it's in the neighborhood, right?
Wow, yeah. Who would ever think?
Mm-hmm. We never used to have real estate agents because it would sell by word of mouth,
mm.
not as for sale signs.
Yeah, that's right. They would go overnight because mm-hmm. people. Your neighborhood was hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peter, you also talked about attitude, and I think that makes a great deal of difference. Do we really need everything that we've been buying or everything that we want? And are we a people of scarcity that never has enough, or are we a people of abundance that Jesus proclaimed, everything you need, you already have, and let's use the gifts that you have wisely? let's take a look at what we're doing and why we're doing it and what we really need versus what we want to have and could maybe do without, and maybe somebody else needs more than we do.
Sure.
Ironically, Peter, these probably are greater times of faith than people, you know, faith is not that blind trust that it's going to get better. Faith is applying some of the principles of our religious tradition. And we're going to get into that a little bit when we come back and talk a little bit about gratitude, talk a little bit about abundance at a time of scarcity, and then we're going to invite some people to join us via the telephone today.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
This year, Cemetery Sunday and All Souls Day both fall on Sunday, November 2nd. Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Chicago invites you to a day of faith, remembrance, and prayer at many of the Chicago area Catholic cemeteries. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
Please join with me and with millions of Catholics across our nation in visiting a Catholic cemetery on All Souls Day this year and in praying for the dead.
Call Catholic Cemeteries at 708-449-6100 or go to www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org for details. That's 708-449-6100 or www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Visit a Catholic cemetery on Sunday, November 2nd and observe the Feast of All Souls Day and Cemetery Sunday in a very special way.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, and a special in-the-studio guest with us, Peter Cullen Conway. And today we are talking about money matters. So what are the concerns that young adults have about money right now, and what can we do about that? What wisdom might some people have to offer for people in their 20s and 30s who, like all the rest of us, need to be very attentive to money right now? And we are delighted to have with us Julie Kristen. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Julie is a good friend of Young Adult Ministry. She's been on Relevant Radio before. And Julie is also the director of the I&M Canal Yacht Club, which is young adult Catholics hanging together. So, Julie, before we launch into our topic, tell us a little bit about the Yacht Club.
Our next Yacht Club will be held on Tuesday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. Young adults can start arriving around 7. We meet at Fox's in Orland Park. It's at the corner of LaGrange Road and 143rd Street.
Excellent.
This month's speaker is Bob Love, a former Chicago Bulls player.
And I understand he's a very motivational speaker.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So, Julie, you've been running the Yacht Club for a while now. And for our listeners who might not know, the Yacht Club is an opportunity to come together just for, you know, a 45-minute talk and then really to be with other people in their 20s and 30s to bounce the topic around and enter into some good faith-filled conversation. So we are looking forward to this coming Tuesday, October 14th, Bob Love giving his talk. And I understand, Julie, what is his topic again? You want to share that with us?
His topic is, there's no title to it.
He
tells the story of when he was a Bulls player, he stuttered very poorly.
Okay.
And when he retired from the Bulls, he was unable to find a job because he could not speak properly.
Okay.
So he was working as a dishwasher.
Wow. Unbelievable with all that talent.
Mm-hmm. And so what he was able to do was he went to classes and he figured it out and he got his act together and he was able to learn how to speak. And he does a talk on speaking. He talks about how he learned how to speak and now he is, I believe, he works for the Chicago Bulls and is in their...
I think community relations
department. Right, right, their PR department.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. So he's going to give a talk on personal discipline, people skills, overcoming adversity, kind of sort of the things that we're talking about this morning. Overcoming adversity, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, Julie, I know in the Yacht Club you've done a talk on finances in the past.
Yes, we have.
So you've spent a couple hours already with young adults just bouncing around what concerns are and where they're at with things. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about what young adults were concerned about?
They wanted to know, in this climate, where do they invest their money? Should they put it into their 401k, or should they invest in other means? Is their money safe in their 401k?
Okay.
Should they pay more on their student loans to pay them off early, or should they just make the minimum payment every month?
And you bring up a good point that young adults have an awful lot of loans going on. You know, the student loan is a reality for many people who were fortunate enough to go away to college.
It's a lot of money. I'm amazed at how much debt some of the younger young adults have in their early 20s.
Okay.
I mean, college is so expensive, and they're not getting the help that they used to get to pay for their college expenses.
Right, right. Those government grants and all sorts of other financial aid that was available before is not available as easily as it was.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Father Cusick.
How are you, my dear?
Good, how are you?
Good, and how's your beloved husband?
He's wonderful.
Julie, when you hear people say they have an enormous debt, can you put a number on that? Not that everybody is the same, but are people coming out, do you think, with $20,000 in debt, $40,000 in debt, more or less?
Well, one person told me that the night we had this talk, she has $80,000 in student loans.
Unbelievable.
$80,000.
Just in student loans.
In student loans.
So if she wants to buy a car, you need to probably add the financing debt to that.
Mm-hmm.
If she chooses maybe to no longer rent, but maybe begin to buy a place to have some equity, that's a joke today. But so very easily, somebody by the age of 25 could be $100,000 in debt.
Yes.
Wow. And in this economy where interest rates just flying through the roof, the whole thing can come tumbling down. Wouldn't that be frightening?
It could happen.
Yeah,
that could happen.
See, I think that's the thing today. There's a lot of fear. Peter, would you say that among people?
It's the uncertainty that people are really concerned about. And, you know, you're talking about coming out of college. Even if you're years out of college, you know, job changes and buying the house and buying a new car, you don't know what's out there 6 months from now.
Yeah, this
nobody can plan.
Sure. You could have a lot of debt, but you could say, here's a plan on how to take care of that. Mm-hmm. But now you just tear that plan up. Because nobody knows.
Sure. Major companies, people are just walking away in department loads, you know, being laid off. So you don't know.
It's a pretty scary thing. Julie, any other questions that people have shared with you? Because we're going to try to move from the questions to ask some people who come out of the financial part of our economy to answer some of these issues.
There are a couple more.
Okay.
If I have extra cash, should I invest in stocks? And are oil stocks a good investment? And how do I pay off all my debt and still save when I'm living paycheck to paycheck?
Wow.
And how much credit card debt should I carry?
Zero.
And get that one out of your life.
And how much of a down payment is necessary to buy a starter home or a condo?
Well, if the house is $100,000, you got to put $98,000 down. It's all dried up, you know. Wow. Okay.
You've got a lot of issues there, Julie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you've set our agenda for the rest of the hour.
Right. Well, so when we call in some of our experts, besides Peter's with us today, and Peter works for the Archdiocese of Chicago in development and planning, we're going to see what we can do with this stuff.
So, Julie, thank you for your time. Best
thank
wishes
you.
At the Yacht Club on October 14th, and people can get more information on that on our website. And have a great day, Julie. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George leads a group of Chicago area faithful on a pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. We have highlights of that journey. World Youth Day is celebrated in Sydney, Australia, as well as here in Chicago at St. Hyacinth Basilica. We'll take you to both celebrations. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at Relevant Radio, bridging the gap between faith and everyday life.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and Mr. Peter Cullen Conway from the Office of Stewardship and Development of the Archdiocese. We are talking today about money matters right here on Relevant Radio AM 950. And if you'd like to join our conversation, give us a call here at 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979.
So if you have a question that deals with some of the economic situations you might find yourself in, because we all have to live in the real world, and the real world means that we have to be able to pay our bills and plan for the future and deal with some of the crises situations that so many people find themselves in today. And just before we took a break, we had the privilege of having Julie Kristen with us to share some of the questions that she has picked up in her work with young adults. Julie and her husband live in Lamont. They're homeowners, married within the last 5 or 6 years, so they have a lot of those issues. And I believe with us on the line is one of a good friend of mine, Michael Hagen. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
I'm very
good. Morning,
good.
Michael.
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
The last time we set eyes on each other, we were coming off the 18th green at Westmoreland.
Yes, I'm just back from a little vacation in Mexico with my wife celebrating our 20th anniversary.
20 years.
Oh, congratulations.
I hear there was a guy named Cusick who presided over the wedding.
Yeah, you're the culprit.
There we go. See, I get blamed for all this love in the world.
Best thing I ever did.
No, it was to marry your wife, not to have me there. You know?
No, I know. Well, two good things.
Very good.
There you go.
Mike, you live in the world of finance. You're a banker. And obviously these are certainly scary times for an awful lot of people. And as you know, that I along with Kate DeVries, who's with me, we've been working together in the world of young adult ministry for 20 years. All the time you and Janet have been married, and it's been the love and the ministry of my life. And today it's harder than ever because you can't do anything without facing these economic questions. And I want to see if you can give us some wisdom on the specific questions that Julie has put before us today. But is there any overarching wisdom that you see? You know, you're a homeowner, you're a married guy, you've got beautiful twin children. You're also, you know, when you put on your suit in the morning and go to work, you're a banker. You've got all of you're juggling all these balls.
Right.
And is there any piece of wisdom you would share with the younger world as they are in the workforce, paying off these student loans, trying to buy a condo in the city, the suburbs, buying a car? It's just everything. It's like living in Jell-O right now. And as Peter mentioned a few minutes ago, you can't even know where to plan right now because the future just looks so murky.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this for the last 24 hours when you called me in Mexico, and I'm trying to pull together some thoughts. But, you know, first of all, I think it's no time to panic. That would be the first thing I would say. You know, there's, as all the politicians are saying, and I watched the debates last night, there's lots of blame to go around. But ultimately, you know, we'll work our way through these problems. You know, we've had this happen before with the savings and loan crisis where 1,400 savings and loans went out of business, and we survived that, and I'm sure we'll survive this. You know, I'm kind of an eternal optimist. I think this could be an opportunity for younger people especially, you know, for investment opportunity. I'm not an investment advisor. I'm a commercial banker.
Right.
But I think, you know, the trick is to buy low and sell high. And, you know, I think there's a lot of great companies out there whose stocks have been beaten up. But I guess the overriding theme is that cash is king.
Right.
And I think if you have the ability to contribute to a 401k or if you have your own IRA, it's important to do whatever you can to maximize your contributions to that, to begin building that nest egg. You know, I think that we become a nation of debtors as opposed to a nation of savers, and I think we have to go back to kind of the old school philosophy of don't buy things you can't afford, and when you borrow, make sure that you can afford to take on that debt.
Sure. So, Mike, in many ways, we have also, and particularly the younger generation, they're really a credit card culture.
Exactly.
I have never seen more people, if you're in line at Walgreens, that people are paying everything on their credit card or their debit card or whatever.
Yeah.
But does it sort of mean that we're going to have to change the way we live our lives? That if cash is king, then you got to put the credit card away for a while.
You know, what I've done personally, whenever I buy something now, I only use my debit card because that means there's money in my bank account to pay for it.
Okay.
And when I use a credit card, you know, I get a statement 30 days later, and I say to myself, gee, I forgot I did that, and suddenly I've got a balance sitting out there. So I would tend to say pay cash for things. That means a debit card is fine because that's cash.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about this, too. In terms of buying a home, I mean, real estate prices are plummeting. We are, you know, the Fed just announced this morning another cut in interest rates.
Right.
I mean, mortgage rates are going to be at an almost all-time low. So for those people, young people that are thinking about buying, if you can secure a mortgage, it's probably a great time to be buying a residence because prices are down and interest rates are low. And if you qualify, and rules are a lot stricter today than they have been in the past, because that's how we got on this problem in the first place.
Sure. Well, it seems, Mike, that part of the problem is, and this is one of the things that Julie Kristen alluded to, how do you qualify today? Because it seems that you're going to – one of the questions that people have asked her is how much – what percent – you have to plan on putting down. Let's say you're going to buy, let's just use the number of, you're going to buy something for $200,000.
Right.
And if cash is king, what should somebody 25, 35 years old anticipate that they're going to have in hardcore reality in order to buy something today, even with prices and mortgage rates as low as they are?
Well, you know, I'm not really a mortgage lender,
right,
but I think
right.
the old rule of thumb is 20% down. So to take your example, you'd probably have to have $40,000 in cash.
Right.
So. And I think the rule of thumb in the old days before we got into this crisis was that your mortgage payment or all of your consumer debt should not exceed, I think it's 32% of your gross monthly income.
Okay, so that's a good thumbnail.
Yeah, so if you can add up all your, you know, debt payments, including your mortgage on a monthly basis, that should not exceed 32% of your gross pre-tax monthly income.
And so for a lot of younger people who carry these huge college loans that they're paying off, they're going to have to factor that into that 32%.
Exactly. See, that's where I think people get led astray. They just only look at that mortgage payment. You've got to look at all of your, you know, your fixed mortgage payments every month.
Yeah, so whatever your fixed bills are.
Exactly.
And there you have to work off of that. So if cash is king,
yeah,
you could have a very small kingdom today.
Exactly. And, you know, and credit card debt is by far the most expensive form of borrowing. So if you do own a residence and you have some equity built up there, you know, it's far cheaper to have a home equity line of credit if you need extra cash than to use your credit card.
Yeah. Mike, we have to go to a break for a second. Can we put you on hold and come back? And we want to deal with some of these other issues that Julie was raised.
I'll be here.
So we'll be back in a minute. This is Father John Cusick along with Kate DeVries, Peter Cullen Conway. It's The Light Show, and we've titled it today, Money Matters. We'll be right back.
People all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah.
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and in the studio with us is Peter Cullen Conway. And on the phone, we have a wonderful friend of young adult ministry, that is Mr. Mike Hagan. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, John.
And Mike, when Julie Kristen was sharing some of the questions that she has picked up with people, and I think I know the answer to this one myself, because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, as you know.
Yes, but, you are.
But one of the questions she was asked is, what should people do with their credit card debt? You know, a lot of younger people, they've lived in the world of credit. They've not lived in the world of savings. There's not a lot to save, and there's a lot to pay off. But if you looked at all your debt today, what would you attack first?
Well, you always want to pay off your most expensive debt, which is typically your credit card debt. And I would think the first check you write every month or every payday ought to be as much as you can afford to pay down that balance. And this is kind of a strange thing, but the way you build your credit rating is by actually borrowing money and showing your ability to pay it off.
Oh, and showing your ability to pay it off, not just borrow it. Yeah.
It sounds a little ironic, but if you borrow, you have to borrow money to get a credit rating. So if you have borrowed money and you can show your ability to repay it, your credit rating actually goes up.
Okay. Now, that's an awfully good piece of wisdom for what I would call first-time buyers.
Yep.
People who are looking, they've landed a relatively decent job. They now have got some money coming in. But in order to buy, they have to have a credit rating.
Exactly. And the only way you get a credit rating is by using credit.
Okay. So the strategy here is you're going to have to take out credit, but the key thing is you have to be able to show that you can pay credit off.
Exactly. You have to show that you are paying according to the, if there's an installment payment, then obviously making your installment payments, but that you just don't borrow on your credit card and leave large balances sitting out there and only servicing the interest. That is not a good sign.
Okay, so once a month, whatever pay period is, look at that credit card statement and try to get rid of as much as you can.
Exactly.
So, Mike, when you're talking about the difference between paying off the credit card debt or feeding your 401k, you know, you had mentioned, you know, we always have to put money away for retirement, but that seems so far off for young adults. Given a choice, should they choose between the paying off the credit card debt or feeding their 401k, or should they always have a percentage go to each?
Well, you know, I think every situation is different. Ideally, you want to do both. You know, the 401k is a tremendous way to save money because that money is taken pre-tax. So the effect on your after-tax paycheck is not, you know, quite as painful as if you were putting away money after tax. So in a way, it's a tax shelter, and it's something that if you can afford to do it, you really have to. Having said that, if you're drowning in credit card debt, I would certainly tell somebody to get that under control and hopefully get back to a savings mode as quickly as possible. If you can afford to do both, that's the best way to go.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
And also, depending on your employer, there's free money out there that'll be matched, and that's something
exactly.
You just have to reach for.
For example, you know, the bank I work for, they'll match the first 6% of that you put away dollar for dollar.
Wow.
So
yeah,
that is and that's tax free. That money continues to compound tax shelter. So it's something if you have that at your place of work, you really can't afford not to do that.
And so, Mike, maybe one of the underlying virtues in this thing is discipline. Would that be making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know
there's so many temptations out there today. We all get, you know, invitations weekly or monthly from credit card companies to, you know, apply for a credit card, zero interest for 12 months, what have you. It's very tempting, and you just have to somehow ignore that and get some discipline back into your financial situation, because, you know, credit is going to be getting tighter, and people that have a poor history are going to be frozen out of you know, those markets, and when they need to borrow money to buy a house, they may not be able to get it.
And some of the things that we need today, or we want to buy today, are not luxury items. You cannot live in this world without a car, it seems, unless, you know, you live by the Red Line in Lincoln Park all the way up to Evanston. But if you're living anywhere from Northbrook to Naperville, you're going to have a car.
No, that's true.
And yet the sad thing today is so many people are unqualified now for a car loan as it gets tighter.
Exactly. And, you know, leasing is an option, too. Sometimes that's doesn't demand as much cash as owning a car. It depends how many miles you drive. But,
sure.
But you have to, the key is you have to, you know, build your credit rating. And right now, I guess it is difficult to get a car loan because of all the credit markets are kind of frozen at
right.
the moment. You know, hopefully these actions by, you know, the Treasury and the Fed mm-hmm. and everybody else are going to take effect at some point in time, and that should loosen up. But
sure.
You know, we really have to get back to being a nation of savers and not debtors.
And this is a hard thing for a lot of people to hear because a lot of younger people they can save for a rainy day because well, I'm young, I don't have to worry about retiring.
Exactly.
But if you don't create good habits now, it's all over.
You know, when I first joined the workforce over 30 years ago, most companies had pension plans for
right.
their employees.
That's
and
over.
I was
yeah.
lucky enough to spend many years at one company and got a lump sum payment when I left. And, you know, my 12-year-old twins, I hate to say it, probably will never have that luxury in their
career. Oh, never. Never, never,
you know?
Never.
So really the onus is on the individual now to plan for
right.
their retirement. And
right.
the best and maybe the only vehicle right now is IRAs and the 401k.
401ks. Mike, we have to go to a break. We need to say thank you so much. And would you give my love to Janet and your kids, Julie and Joseph. And
you've
been very, very helpful. Thank
well,
you
thanks,
so much.
Man. Great talking to you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Catholic Campaign for Human Development awards financial grants to community groups that fight poverty and support positive change. Here's a few of those groups. The Brighton Park Neighborhood Council.
We strengthen our community through foreclosure counseling, parent patrols, and a youth jobs program.
The Logan Square Neighborhood Association.
We want to repopulate the Lathrop homes to help preserve an affordable, diverse community.
Lake County United.
We are campaigning for a charter high school to serve our far northern suburbs.
The Latino Union of Chicago.
We provide safety equipment and training for workers struggling to make ends meet.
The Progress Center for Independent Living.
We support people with disabilities in suburban Cook County to help them maintain their independence.
The Target Area Development Corporation.
We just celebrated a summer without murders thanks to our violence prevention programs.
Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We are called by name and we are shaped and formed by sacred scripture. Scripture is the theme of the Chicago Catechetical Conference on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
We all need to have a deeper understanding of the Bible so it can nourish us and help us influence others. And we all need to be people of the Word. Vibrant prayer services and masses will frame each day of the conference.
There will be inspirational keynote addresses and a variety of presentations. Register for one or both days. Phone the office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700 or visit the conference webpage at www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-243-3700 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. We hope to see you in Rosemont on October 17th and 18th to learn, worship, and grow our faith together.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and Mr. Peter Cullen Conway. Kate and John are from the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese. Again, we are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. And we're very aware that many of those people are at work right now and are not able to tune in. So if you know any of them, please let them know that the radio show is being podcast onto our website. So you can always click in and they can download to an iPod or an MP3 player and listen while they're commuting to and from work or at the gym or whatever, wherever life takes them.
And it's our hope today that this is just a very practical hour for the Light Show so that people can get some handle on their finances in order to be good stewards in God's world. And so if you know who are young adults, send them to yamchicago.org and give us about 24 hours to upload this. And then people, they can put it on their MP3 players if they're going to go out for a walk, if they're going to go to work, pop it in their car, if they're going to the gym, and hopefully get some very practical wisdom. And on the line with us is somebody who is very dear to me, and our paths crossed, Buddha, when you were in sixth grade. Am I right?
I think that's right.
This is the wonderful Bill Stratman, and Bill is in the world of finance, and I'm surprised he could even take the call. You're not on the ledge today, are you out there?
No, I walked in to take the call. I get better reception in here.
That's right. Is the ledge getting crowded out there?
Yeah, it's very crowded
it's
right now.
It's very crowded on the ledge. You got to sort of like take a number and say it's your turn to be on the ledge. But Bill Stratman is a very dear friend. He and Beth and their sons live in Holy Cross Parish in Deerfield, and Bill and I have been friends for, it's just very special, and we were at Mass together yesterday, and I asked Bill if we could get a little bit of his time. Bill, based on what's going on, and as you know from knowing me that, you know, my work has been with younger people all my life, mm-hmm. What wisdom from what you do all day, sitting in front of those screens and watching things just go crazy around the world, what wisdom would you give the generation coming after you?
Well, I think there's three things you want to remember. One is, I think you want to take advantage of any program that your employer offers where they will match your contribution.
Okay.
You know, if you don't max out what you're putting into that program, you're basically leaving free money on the table.
That's what Peter mentioned. Yeah, this is free money to you. Here, take
right.
it. Take it.
Right. Right. So certainly you want to max that out. Secondly, I think in these times, you want to be very cognizant of what your credit card debt is.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to be putting money in investments where you're hoping to make, you know, 6, 8, 10%, and meanwhile, you've got a credit card that, you know, is charging you 22%.
Right.
So I think, you know, and not only that, but you pay down your credit cards, you're going to keep your credit score strong, which, you know, in these days of tight credit, you know, that's going to be king going forward for you.
Okay.
Because if you do get into a situation where you need to borrow money, credit score, you know, money's not going to be as easy as it has been over the years. So I think that's a very important thing. And then lastly, I think the young people have to look at this as an opportunity. They've just walked into the investment store and everything's half off.
Okay, good point. This is like the after Christmas sale.
Exactly. You know, and yes, it hurts when your statement arrives and what was your balance is no longer your balance. But if you have, you know, a disciplined investment plan where you don't say, well, it's gone way down, it's getting killed, I can't invest this month. No, that's the wrong time. You want to stay with a disciplined plan. Always be investing. You know, over time, it will be a winner for you.
So, Bill, what you're saying that in many ways is that as we discipline ourselves and see how much money we get out of a paycheck, some percent of that, if in any way possible, we should be investing somehow in some way.
Absolutely.
So,
because nothing is better for investments than time.
Okay.
The compounding of money. You know, you can read all sorts of things on the internet where if you invest $2,000 a year from the time you're 22 to 33 and then stop dead investing there, you're going to be better off than somebody who invests $2,000 a year from the time they're 33 till they're 65.
Okay. So one of the strategies here that I'm picking up is that young people need to learn that these are the times to invest, not say, well, wait till I'm middle-aged and then I'll start worrying about my retirement.
Exactly. And the young people have the advantage right now. you know, the people who are nearing retirement and are going to look at their investment accounts. they're going to look at, they need that money now.
Right.
The young people of the world have to look at this as I said, as an opportunity.
Right.
That they're hopefully buying something on the cheap.
Right. So they're going into the store, and all the signs have a percent on them with a minus sign in front of them.
Right.
30% off, 40% off.
Right. And that's how they've got to look at it. And I'm not saying invest any more than you normally will right now. And I'm certainly not saying invest any less. Be disciplined and, you know, just keep...
Let me ask you this. One of the questions raised to us earlier today is, how should people invest? Should it be stocks, bonds? Should it be in mutual fund? What would you tell people? Where should they put this money so they have some sense of security?
I would say everybody's, you know, tolerance for risk is different. Everybody's investment goals are going to be a little different. So I don't think there's any one pat answer for that. But I will tell you that I think, and I'm in the business, but I think you want to have a professional who you trust looking over things.
All right.
I don't think, you know, in this day and age of, you know, being able to go on the Internet and trade your own stocks, it's one of our competitors, but I think it's a great commercial where the guy is on the phone with the doctor and he's going to walk him through his appendectomy while he's sitting at his kitchen table. You know, I mean, you would never...
Ever do
you would
that.
Never, ever leave, you know, the medical world to, you know, have you do it yourself. So I don't think that investment is anything you want to play around with either. Find a professional you trust. You know, talk to your parents, talk to your, you know, a person at work who seems to be doing well with their investments, and just, I think, get under the care of a professional and tell him, what are your investment goals, where you want to go,
right,
and then they can structure something for
right,
you.
Right, right. And that can make all the difference in the world.
Right.
But the key thing is, even particularly because you're young, invest.
Invest. Don't shy away from it now. And as I said, don't double up now. You know, that's not what you want to do just because it's on sale.
Yeah.
Just be disciplined, have a plan, and go buy it every month.
But don't invest at 5% if you're paying off 25% on a credit card.
That doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah,
if you pay off a credit card, then you're getting 25% on the money that you're putting towards it.
And going back to your first point, which is our last point, that if the employer is offering you money through a 401k or anything like that, take as much as you can.
If he will match it up to your 5% contribution and you're only putting 3% in, you're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you're taking free money is being let go.
Amen.
Bill, thank you so much. As a parenthesis here, Bill and Beth have had some health issues with one of their sons, and they're in real good shape right now, and we need to thank God.
Amen. Thank
you. Okay. Lots of love. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll be right back. The Light Show, and we're going to ask Peter Cullen Conway, where does faith fit in all of this? How do we handle this stuff on a level of what it means to be a daughter or son of God?
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Pan de vida, cuerpo del Señor.
Experience La Santa Misa Dominical, the Sacred Sunday Mass, televised every Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Azteca America Network, WOCK-TV, and its affiliate stations. Here's the director of the Archdiocesan Office for Hispanic Catholics, Father Claudio Diaz.
The Spanish-language televised Mass feels a hunger for the gospel message.
It's delivered in the audience's native tongue and in their own cultural context. It's a beacon of hope for our Spanish-speaking faithful who find it difficult or impossible to attend Sunday Mass.
Your help is needed to keep the Spanish language Mass on the air. Please send donations to Spanish Mass, Post Office Box 1979, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. That's Spanish Mass, Post Office Box 1979, Chicago, Illinois, 60611.
The televised Mass has been a tremendous outreach for the growing Latino population throughout the Chicago area. Thanks for your support to this important ministry, and may God bless you.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and Mr. Peter Colin Conway. It's been a joy to be with you today, Peter.
Great to be here.
Peter, you had mentioned something on the break that we wanted to make sure you got a time to share with us, final thought.
If you're one of those young adults looking to pull off your first mortgage, it's a great time to run a credit report on yourself.
Okay.
And then you realize what you did back in college, you opened up a lot of lines of credit that are still sitting out there that you're not even aware of. So you may want to take a look at that report and consolidate some of your lines of credit before you start applying.
Great.
Because with money being tighter, and obviously the grounds for credit being like a noose around your neck, know what's going on out there.
Sure. There's a lot of 35-year-olds with a Marshall Fields credit card sitting out there.
There's no Marshall Fields, right. Well, we're going to be off the air in just a few minutes, but before we go, Peter asked a question during our show. Where does faith fit in all of this? And Peter, as a guy I've known for many years who's a faithful Catholic, putting your kids with tremendous sacrifice, my guess, is through Catholic education in these very difficult times. I'd like you to answer your own question. Where does faith fit for Peter, his wife, his kids, in facing these ridiculously tough days today?
I think we're on, as parents, for raising these kids to be good stewards.
Okay.
You know, and it's a full-time job, and we're leading by example. And at some point, they're on for picking it up and carrying it themselves. And something they're fully aware of is gratitude, and that we have it really good, even though we're fully aware of our financial hardships, to the point where they go to Target with us, and they use their own money and buy cans of soup or things that fit into the food pantry program, and then deliver it themselves. And I think that's part of being a good steward with your resources and living out your faith and being fully aware of the gifts that you've been given and sharing.
Right. So we're always living in communion then with one another, and we're living in communion with the world. And we're more alive when we're giving than in a panic mode saying, oh, my God, there's not enough for me. And so, Kate, you mentioned earlier today, and I think it's something very, very important today to realize, on the level of the presence of God in our lives, we are not a people of scarcity. We live in a world of scarcity, but the Lord has said, you are a people of abundance. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And we have to stay focused.
I think when it comes to living your faith too, I encourage anybody with young children, go to a food program, something similar to Catholic Charities, and work a night of serving food. It's very rewarding, and then you're fully aware of how well you do have it.
It would be helpful, too, I think, in these times for people to find something where they could volunteer, even a little bit of their time. We have to stay connected to that larger world that's there, particularly those who struggle. I mean, we struggle, but some people struggle much worse than we do. And I think we have to have that tension in our life, that if it's difficult for us, we still have to be a person who shares that life with other people, whether we're working a shelter, pads, food pantry, visiting the sick, finding out who in our parish has come home from the hospital, taking a look at them, working with them, bringing them something. In other words, don't do nothing.
Right.
That's a double negative.
And I have to put in a plug for all these development nonprofits.
Exactly.
They're hurting just like everybody else.
Right.
It's a great time to remember your favorite charities.
Because all of your nonprofits live on charity. And don't say we can't do that anymore. Kate?
Hey, thanks everybody. Thanks for tuning in to all of our listeners. You've been listening to The Light Show with John Cusick and Kate DeVries, and special thanks to Peter Cullen Conway for being with us.
Thanks, Peter, very much.
You're welcome.
We hope this has been helpful to you. If there's any way that Father Cusick or I can help you further, please give us a call. The Young Adult Ministry Office can be reached at 312-466-9473. Again, 466-9473, or jump onto our website, yamchicago.org.
Thank you, and be at peace.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
Shine, radiant with your glory.